So the scripture for today comes from Matthew 3:13-17. Then Jesus came from Galilee to Jordan to be baptized by John. But John tried to deter him, saying, "I need to be baptized by you, and you come to me?" Jesus replied, "Let it be so now. It is proper for us to do this to fulfill all righteousness." Then John consented. As soon as Jesus was baptized, he went up and out of the water. At that moment, heaven was opened, and he saw the Spirit of God descending like a dove and alighting on him. And the voice from heaven said, "This is my Son, whom I love. With him I am well pleased." This is the word of the Lord.
Well, the peace of the Lord be with you. It's good to be here this morning. Good to see you. Good to have this great big tank in front of me at this moment. My name's Jonathan, if you don't know who I am. One of the pastoral team here. I want to begin my part of this service by reading from Ephesians chapter 4, which says this: "There is one body and one spirit, just as you were called to one hope when you were called, one Lord, one faith, one baptism, one God and Father of all, who is over all, through all, and in all." We celebrated on Friday night, 7 young people getting baptized, and I want to thank those who were involved. I want to particularly thank Dave Mashey, who's been working hard all weekend, but who has put together a little clip for us now to see on the screen. So I'm going to stand out of the way and turn your eyes to the screen and see what happened.
I get baptized because I love Jesus, and then he's everything to me in my life, and he's everything to my family.
Based on your confession, we now baptize you in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
So at the end of Easter camp, Mitch asked everyone who wanted to live their life for Jesus to come up the front. And so getting baptized kind of like a way of like confirming that I do want to live for Jesus, and you know, just showing that to everyone. And also because Jesus told us numerous times that we need to get baptized, so that's pretty much like as good a reason as any.
I now baptize you in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Today's the day for clapping, if you haven't realised. We'll do a bit more of it in a minute too. Awesome. Thanks, Marianne. For the next 3 weeks, I want to lead you into a different series, a series called Why We. Why we do certain things. And of course today, because there's a really big tank in front of us, why we baptise. So what's going on when we baptise. Next week, why we pray. Why would we bother praying? And then the third week, because it's Communion Sunday, why do we do communion? What is this all about? What's going on here when we do communion? So the start today, why we do baptism. And I've only got 15 minutes to speak to you, so I've already used 2.5 of those. So it means that the 5 points I've got have got 2.9 minutes each. So I'm going to go fast, and I'm going to use a word. I'm going to break that word up. And to give you something to hang your hat on as to why we do baptism. The word I'm going to use is water. And I've got a little acronym as to water, and just to help you remember it, and tell me afterwards if you remember it. We'll see how we go. W stands for washed. Gee, funny enough. We baptize people because it symbolizes that we are washed of our sins thanks to the work of Jesus on our behalf. And while we know that the act of baptism remains a really great mystery, we also know that it symbolizes powerfully that we are now brought into a new life with Christ. 1 Peter chapter 3 hints at this when Peter is talking about what the flood, and he sort of picks this strange metaphor out and he uses the flood. And then he says this in verse 21 of chapter 3, And this water symbolizes baptism that now saves you also. Not the removal of dirt from your body, but the pledge of a clear conscience towards God. It saves you by the resurrection of Jesus Christ. Baptism shows visibly that God is doing a redeeming work in our lives, and that our sins are taken away. Jesus has paid the price and we are washed clean. Isn't that good news? A stands for adios. Or see you later or goodbye, but none of those start with A, so I went with adios. Adios to our old life, to our old self. In baptism, we publicly say, I distance myself from that way of living. Adios to all that was there. Move myself away from it. Romans 6, classic passage on baptism, 6:33-4 says this. Don't you know that all of us who were baptized into Christ Jesus were baptized into his death? We were therefore buried with him through baptism in death, in order that just as Christ was raised from the dead through the glory of the Father, so we too may live a new life. When we are baptized, we openly confess that our old way was wrong, that our old attitudes were inaccurate, that the assumptions we had about Jesus, we need to move away from. We need to embrace the new. It's goodbye to my old ways, goodbye to my rules, my ideas about morality and how to live life. It's goodbye to the way the world does life. T. You love this one. T stands for tadpole. Or transformation, but I knew you'd remember tadpole a lot better. While we say adios to the old life, we say hello to the new life, the new transformational life that Jesus is making us to be, the transformation that he's doing in our life as we are metamorphized. Is that a word? Changed in order to be different. The tadpole image is a good one. Don't lose sight of that, because it's not just because they swim in water, but because they become something other than what they are at this present moment. They're changed, made new. They develop and grow and they become what they were meant to be. Tadpoles become frogs, and because of the work of the Holy Spirit in us, we too change and are transformed. We become what God is making us into. We're being transformed. Galatians, the book of Galatians, it talks about the difference baptism makes to us. Galatians 3, verse 26. So in Christ Jesus, you are all children of God through faith. For all of you who are baptized into Christ have clothed yourself in Christ. And that's the deal. We say hello to the new clothes, to the new self that God is forming in us. We're not doing life on our own anymore. But with Christ, we're transformed through the power of the Holy Spirit, and we say hello to what God is doing amongst us. E stands for explicit. We baptize them, and we are baptized because of the explicit commands of Jesus. We can't get away from the simple fact that Jesus commands the church to baptize. And I understand this to mean that he expects all his followers to be baptized as well. Matthew 28, most of you would know this really well, the Great Commission, verse 16. Then the 11 disciples went to Galilee to the mountain where Jesus had told them to go. When they saw him, they worshipped him, and some doubted. Then Jesus came to them and said, all authority on heaven and earth has been given to me. Therefore, go and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit, teaching them to obey everything I have commanded you to you. And surely I am with you always to the very end of the age. Jesus expects his church to baptize his followers. Now, some say that baptism is the entry point into the church, and that just like the Old Testament, just like the rite of circumcision, so the ritual of baptism brings us into a covenant community. And there's lots of theology that surrounds that and lots to be said about that. And that's putting it harder, isn't it? By saying, if you want to be part of this church, you need to go through this. You need to be baptized and follow Christ. To be part of the church is actually to be part of the biggest what is now the most influential movement in the history of humanity. However it unfolds, or whatever you understand the theology of it, and it's complex to grapple with it, the simple fact is that there is an explicit command from Jesus to be baptized. He did it. And you heard it in today's Bible reading that Seb brought to us. And his followers must do it as well. It's not if you should be baptized, it's when you should be baptized. That's the command of Jesus. And I know for older people, it's actually really difficult and it's a little bit threatening to be baptized in front of everybody. But Jesus is calling for obedience from his followers and says, be baptized. Last one. R stands for really cool stuff. It's very, very technical, that language that I'm using today. The classic definition of a sacrament, of course, baptism is one. The other one we hold is communion. I'll talk about that in a couple of weeks' time. The classic definition of a sacrament is an outward and visible sign of an inward and invisible grace. What this means is that when we obey Jesus and follow through on his command, he does something inside of us. He brings a grace to bear in us. And right at this point, there's a whole stack of conversation about from different parts of the wider church as to what exactly this means. Some say it's just a symbol, and it's just a symbol, just symbolic what we're doing. Others say it's necessary for salvation, that you need to be baptized to be saved. The tradition that we are part of, the Uniting Church, says that it's more than a symbol, but it doesn't save you. It says there's something going on here. God is doing something by the power of his Spirit that we're yet to fully understand. We can't put our finger on it. Interestingly, in Acts 19, when some of the new believers were baptized into the name of Jesus, the Holy Spirit actually fell on them. Acts 19, verse 4 says this. Paul said, John's baptism was a baptism of repentance, and he told the people to believe in the one coming after him, that is Jesus. On hearing this, they were baptized into the name of the Lord Jesus. Then Paul placed his hands on them. The Holy Spirit came upon them. They spoke in tongues and prophesied. I think this is some of the ways, one of the ways, part of the ways that we can receive some of the gifts of the Spirit. When we do something on the outside, when we act in obedience and say, I will die to myself and live for Christ, you know, God meets us there. And he does something wonderful and something powerful. If you were here on Friday night, you could see it in people's eyes. You could see it in the adults' eyes, what was going on. If you were here at 9 o'clock service, you could see what was going on. You could see it in people's eyes. God has done something moving. You know, his mercy and generosity know no bounds. When we obey his command, we open ourselves up and we allow his Spirit to work in us. We allow his grace to flood into our lives. We allow him access to all of our being, what he wants to do. My friends, in baptism, there's something that we hear about being in unity with other believers from all over the world and through all periods of time. It's a common bond that we have in the Spirit. And I hazard a guess, there are thousands of people being baptized today, all throughout the Church of Jesus, all throughout the world. So there you have it. W for washed. A for adios, T for tadpole transformation, E for explicit, R for really cool stuff, and all this done publicly so we can all be encouraged and all our faith be strengthened. Praise be to God. Let me say a prayer. Father, we thank you for your love to us, that you call to us to come and walk your way, and you give us ways to do that, and we praise you for the way in which your Spirit is working amongst us at this moment. We ask, Lord, that we can be open to you, that we can be your people, walk your way, know your power, know the presence of your Spirit. In your name we ask. Amen. Amen.